3D printers are becoming so advanced and widespread that the automotive industry is using them to make rare car parts. Some construction firms are using the printers to pour concrete, and more schools are instructing teenage students how to use smaller versions of the printers. And some school districts are teaching teachers how to teach even very young children. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach went to Port Washington High School this week for a lesson.
The Port Washington Sockville School District had some of its teachers in to learn about new technology. In a classroom at Port High School, about a dozen elementary school instructors sat in small groups at tables and used pens about the size of a glue gun. Only these pens were slowly squirting out a thread or filament of flexible plastic, and the teachers were making tiny parts for model-sized self-driving cars. Instructor Naomi Harm of the nonprofit International Society for Technology in Education talked with the teachers about design options.
Because if I'm a consumer and I want to buy a car, I'm looking at those standards, right? The color, I'm looking at the build, I'm looking at the structure of the car, I'm looking at the safety features too.
The pens squirting plastic were a simpler version of what a 3D printer typically does. Once a design is programmed into the machine, a filament comes off of a spool, is heated, and goes through a nozzle onto a flat surface called a print bed. The motion repeats numerous times or is altered slightly until layer by layer the item is printed in three dimensions. One of the people helping make a little car was Maria Garbish, who teaches third grade at Dunwoody Elementary in Port. She says it's good that instructors are learning more about 3D printers to better inform even 8 and 9 year olds who, she says, are ready to learn.
Definitely, because at that point they're still kind of determining what they want to do, and they can take that further way, and as they're going on through their education, if that's an interest to them, they can continue with that.
Garbish says the kids often have creative ideas on what to make in 3D.
One group came up with an idea to be able to design a 3D logo using the pens, and that they would have it on their backpack, and that another child or their parent would have it so that you knew that they were going with the right person instead of having like a code name or something.
The lesson for elementary school teachers comes as many school districts already offer middle and high school students classes with actual 3D printers. A nozzle moves over a print bed and starts the long process of making a piece of plastic jewelry. It's one of 5 3D printers in the computer lab run by Ryan Volke, a tech ed teacher at Port High School. He says his students make more complex items.
It could be a bracket for a table. It could be a caster wheel. It really depends on what the kids are designing. I've had kids design custom chess pieces, and they've printed them.
Volke says in the business world, 3D printers make a lot of things.
3D printers are even building structures. So, I mean, the technology's been around for a while. It just keeps on evolving. Cheaper and easier for kind of the do-it-yourselfers, industrial size. I mean, I think they're actually using 3D printers in remote locations where they can't have a full machine shop. Metal.
Volke says things were far different when he was in high school, and items were designed with a paper and pencil in 2 dimensions. Given the rapid change in some technology, it's possible 3D printers may no longer be the big thing by the time some younger students enter the workforce. But Naomi Harm of the International Society for Technology and Education says teaching kids to collaborate on design and production will pay off no matter the machine.
To expose children to challenge-based learning so they endure opportunities to persevere, don't give up, and knowing it's okay to fail and try again to make a better design that they ever thought imaginable.
The tech instructions for teachers in Port Washington also included work with robotics and circuitry. There's a similar session today at Badger High School in Lake Geneva. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.